Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Thank you, Lord. Just want to say thank you to all of you who help us and support us in Light Connection, and our staff, our team, and my wife, Linda. We're so grateful. There's a shift in season right now over all of us. Shift in the season. We are in major transition into the repayment, restoration, healing, and more. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we're going to do a Q&A time. You have some questions?
What is the meaning of the tree of life in regard to hope deferred makes the heart sick?
Yeah. A tree of life is found in, of course, found in Genesis. We don't see it again until Revelation 22. But a tree of life, think about the tree in the garden. And the tree draws its roots down in the Lord. So a longing fulfilled, you know, a hope deferred makes the heart sick. A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And so tree of life would be the connection with the Lord, getting your roots down. In other words, it's no longer in the barren land. It's no longer in the wilderness, but it's now being released into the tree of the Lord, the tree of thank you, Father. The tree of life is opposite of what we saw in the Garden of Eden, which was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we see it again in Book of Revelation 22, the tree of life, and we see it throughout the times. But it's just really talking about getting your roots down in the Lord and getting the truth. Operate under the spirit of truth. Great question.
In a dream, Cindy Jacobs told me to get a job selling all-terrain vehicles. How would you interpret this?
Yeah, well, when you see someone like that, you see a known prophet, it's a prophetic word from the Lord. And it's a word from the Lord. And, well, I love this one because the all-terrain vehicle is a vehicle that could go into all terrain. So in other words, flexibility, there's ability to move in the Holy Spirit, and it can go off-road. So it's not just a regular vehicle, but vehicles represent gifts, callings, and ministries. And so this is a great dream because Cindy Jacobs being a prophet, this is a prophetic word from the Lord. I'll receive this. I'll receive the all-terrain vehicle to be able to go, have a ministry or a calling or anointing. You don't have to have a regular 501c3 ministry, but just a ministry to be able to operate in all terrains. Great one.
What are some strategies you're using to pray through the recent financial difficulties?
Yeah. Well, I don't really have a specific strategy right now except crying out to God. We're crying out to God for repayment. I use Bible verses. We keep a list of what, we have prayer requests, Linda and I. So we pray each day. I pray and I pray and take communion, decree Bible verses as the Lord begins to show them to me over our finances, over our situation. So that's what I've been doing. Is I don't have anything specific financially right now, except for the Lord is doing something new and just to really just press in for repayment of everything. And these are the Bible verses I just got, we just stand right now, and that the weapons of our warfare are not the carnal, don't fight flesh and blood. And I think the most powerful thing right now is to bring everything under the Lord, the restoration of health and finances. Jeremiah 30:17 is a new one for this month for me, for I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, the Lord, because they called you an outcast whom no one cares. So, Father, we pray over this for the level of repayment and emotional healing. And all of these powerful Bible verses that recommend, going back and listen to this again, writing them down, decreeing them, praying them in. Father, we pray for your anointing and the release of everything in Jesus' name. Amen.